bad lip reading. How many of you guys have seen this one? That one's pretty funny too. I was going to show one of those tonight. I went back and watched it and it wasn't quite as clean as I remembered it, so I decided not to do that. But the overall gist of what they're doing is pretty funny. And one of the they do it over different things. And so I've seen them do it over just like video clips of people. One of my favorites is when they do it with the big football players, right? And you've got this giant football player who seems rough and tough and he's talking in like a little girl's voice about something silly. And it just causes me to laugh because they're just something you see and something you expect, right? This giant football player with a deep voice and rough, burly guy, and he's talking in this little high chipmunky voice about his ponies or something, you know? And it doesn't match what I expected, so I find humor in it, right? And they've also done it with politicians, which is really funny. Because when they have the politician and then they change what comes out of the, you guys will get it. So, politicians, yes. Sorry, shouldn't be that cynical. Anyways, so I enjoy watching these videos because it takes something that I would expect to see and it changes it, and I find humor in that. And you know, the world kind of looks at the church sometimes and they have this expectation of what they're going to see when they look at the church. And at the church, we say a lot of the right things, right? We say we love God. We say we love people. We say that prayer is the answer, right? When something bad happens, that God is the answer. God is the only one who can fix this problem. And so we need to pray about it. But our lives don't necessarily match up to that. And I have a feeling that when the world looks at Christians and they see us say that God is all powerful, God is in control, God loves people, and then our actions don't match up to what we're saying, it becomes amusing to them. I mean, as Christians, when we see that happen, we're saddened by it, right? I mean, when we see somebody say, you know, I love Jesus and I hate this person or this group of people or whatever, right? It saddens us as Christians. But as the world sees us, they find it funny because we're so hypocritical in the way that we represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And tying that back to the concept of prayer, we say that we believe in prayer as Christians. And we say that we know that prayer needs to be a vital part of our Christian life. And over, we can look in the Bible and see when God talks about prayer and the examples that he gives us about prayer in the Bible. And we know how important it is, but we don't necessarily follow through with it. Our actions don't meet up with what our words say is important to us. You know, I find myself often when I pray and sharing this with you guys because this is something God has convicted me about this week. Because I'm a father of four and heavily involved in church, so I find myself praying a lot. The problem is that a lot of my prayers are one-way prayers. I mean, I don't know if you guys have this, but I don't find it hard to find myself praying or asking God about something or talking to God about something. Problem is that it's the one-way street. It's that all the time I'm asking or telling God about something, I never take the time to slow down and listen to what he has to say back. God uses prayer as a way to minister to us, but if we never stop to listen to him, we miss the point. God, you know, all right, how does this play out in real life? Okay, let's say your car is broken, and you take it in to the mechanic, and you start telling the mechanic about the things that are broken. Well, it makes a noise like this, and it does this, and it does this, and does this. And the mechanic tries to explain to you something, and you just keep on talking and telling them how bad it is, right? And he says, well, if you put gas in it, it'll run, but you just keep talking so fast, you never hear what he has to say. And I think sometimes God feels like that, where we come to him and say, hey, God, I'm really struggling with this decision. I don't know what to do here. I want to try to help in this way, but I've also got this going on, and so how do I can best minister to this person? And then God's like, okay, this is what you do, and by then we're already like 10 steps away walking off to the next thing, right? Or if you walked into your doctor and said, hey, doc, you know, my foot's hurting, and it's swelling, and it's doing this crazy stuff, and there's something growing on it, and feet are a terrible example. Anyways, you're in at your doctor, and you're trying to explain to him what's wrong, but you never stop to listen to your doctor tell you what to do about it, right? So many times when we pray, we talk to God and we tell him about what's going on in our life and we tell him about the struggles and how terrible this person is and maybe how our spouse did this and it drives us crazy, but we never stop to listen to what God has to say back to us. Now, The Bible is full of God's word and God's truth, and that is the primary place where we need to start when we want to know what God has said to us. And he has filled it with knowledge and wisdom. But sometimes we need to meditate on that and listen to him in order to understand things, because our minds go 100 miles an hour. I've got four kids. My entire life goes 100 miles an hour. There are times when I pray they would just be quiet for 5 minutes. And yeah, and every parent in here is saying amen, right? Yes. But I love my kids, but I wish sometimes they come to us at times, right? And it's the, you know, dad, 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 like over and over. And you're just like, deep breath. I'm going to respond in grace and love. And you're like, yes, what's your problem? And they spew off the problem. And you're like, okay, well, I can reset, you know, this and it'll start working. You know, the little gadget you've got will start working. But they never stop long enough. They start then transitioning into complaining about their sibling, or, you know, it worked fine when my sister got to sit on there and watch the iPad for 5 minutes. So now my life is ruined, and because I don't get the iPad and it's not working. Well, let me plug it in so it's charged. Nope, their life is ruined because it's not working. And I often get frustrated by the drama that my kids can express, but God has to feel the same way about myself. As I come to him and I try to express my heart, and yet I never stop to listen to him. And God wants to hear us. God wants to hear our hearts and what we, and that's why he has developed prayer and an opportunity for us to talk to him. I'm not saying don't let all that emotion out. I'm saying don't let all that emotion out and then not listen to his response. And so that's really what I wanted to challenge you guys with tonight as you came here to pray. Our focus on Wednesday Night Deep Ends right now is on prayer. And if we say this is important, then let's make it important. Let's take the time to do it. But it's also, you may have had a difficult day, and sometimes you need to unload that, right? That's so pent up. You won't be able to hear from God when it's so overwhelming in your spirit, right? But my challenge to you today is work through that and take whatever time you need to do that, but then also stop and listen to what he has to say to you. Sunday, if you were here, the speaker talked about, Pastor Eugene Cho, right? Talked about going through Samaria. And so for me this week, I was trying to take the time to pray about what my Samaria was, and I spent many times asking God what that was, but I never really took the time to just stop for a long enough period of time to hear God's answer to that question. And I'm not saying that I can stop for 5 minutes, or even if I stopped and was quiet and in prayer for 5 hours, I would necessarily have the answer to that. Sometimes it takes a long time to work through that. But if I never stop to take the time, I never get God the opportunity to speak to me about that. So that's really all I have for you tonight. My challenge for you tonight, my prayer for you tonight, is that you take the time to hear what God has to say to you. Because many of us have troubles, many of us have problems, many of us have struggles, and we come tonight with those burdens on our shoulders, and we came to the house of the Lord. You came to the right place tonight, right? You didn't go to the mechanic with your broken foot, and you didn't take your car to your doctor, right? You're at the right place for what ails you. You are at the church. You are with the body of Christ. But don't walk back out of here without taking the time to hear what the true doctor has to say to you. So with that, I'll close in prayer, and then you guys will pray for as long as you need to. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your patience with us. When we come to you and we unload on you all the struggles and all the pain of our life, Lord, you know we live in a world that we have polluted by sin, and over again, that sin comes back to hurt us and to bite us. And Lord, that's just part of the world we live in now. But God, we come to you tonight to unload those things from our spirit and from our souls, but also, Lord, to hear from you. Because, Lord, you didn't put us in this world to survive and to trudge through to the end. Lord, you put us in this world to be salt and to be light and to change this world for you as long as we are here. So, Lord, we don't come and we don't focus only on the things that are struggles for us, only on the things that have kept us down and held us down today. But, Lord, we unload those things to you. Lord, you said your yoke is easy. You take our burdens, you make them light. Lord, we come to you today to unload those things on you because you have already carried them on the cross. And Lord, we want to hear from you tonight. Lord, as a body of Christ, as a body of believers that come together as the church to honor you today, Lord, we pray that you would speak to us, that your spirit would speak into our spirits, Lord. And even if we don't get the full answer tonight, Lord, I pray that you would put a seed in our hearts before we leave here tonight to know that you're going to answer, to know that you are God, and that you will lift us through whatever you have. And God, I pray also that beyond the inward focus of that part of the prayer, that Lord, that you would give us a vision for the world, a vision to reach out and to change others' lives, God, so that we could focus on your mission for this world, God, that we would see people come to know you, to make disciples in all nations. Lord, thank you for giving us your church, letting us be a part of it. In your name we pray. Amen.